I want to rewind now back to November 2020, election night. Millions of people were watching Fox News when it became the first major network to project Joe Biden, not Donald Trump, had won the key state of Arizona in the presidential race. It was the right call, but it threw the network into a crisis. We're learning vivid new details now about how that crisis played out thanks to legal filings in a blockbuster defamation lawsuit against Fox. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik joins us. And good morning, David.
Good morning, Asma.
So why was Fox News thrown into a panic? Simply because its journalists correctly called a state that Biden had indeed won.
Well, this isn't about journalistic values at Fox. It's about brand identity. And you don't have to take my word for it. That's what executives, including the chief executive at Fox News, said to one another behind the scenes. Fox viewers, their loyal Trump voters, started bleeding to smaller rival Newsmax. So within days of Election Day, you saw Fox stars beginning to air and seemingly embrace at times conspiracy theories without solid evidence, including that this vote tech company, Dominion Voting Systems, switched Trump votes to Biden. We now know this was incredible hypocrisy. Behind the scenes, the Fox stars and execs were trashing the idea of these allegations and broadcasting them anyway.
Okay. So, David, give us an example of what Fox's viewers were encountering.
Well, let's take a listen. Take Fox News' Maria Bartiromo, what she said on November 29th, 2020, to then-President Trump after he alleged on her show that the Dominion machines were engineered to commit fraud against him.
This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election.
This is disgusting, and we cannot allow America's election to be corrupted.
So under oath, Bartiromo conceded to Dominion's lawyers the claims Trump and his camp were relying on lacked any credibility. She called them kooky later on. Fox News repeatedly hosted this Trump ally, an attorney named Sidney Powell, who made wild claims. Tucker Carlson pretty effectively showed she had no proof in his interview of her, but many of his colleagues presented her as a serious figure, even while trashing her in private text to one another. Sean Hannity had her on his show. Privately, he called her and her assertions outlandish. Another corporate official at Fox Corp called it mind-blowingly nuts.
So, David, this gets to how we know all of this, because Dominion has been making these claims for, about 2 years now. What makes these new details notable?
Well, Dominion lays all of this out in a filing yesterday with all kinds of new evidence they've gained in this process called discovery. And the cynicism and the fear inside Fox News is presented in Technicolor. You have these executives and star hosts who are privately clear-eyed. There's no evidence Dominion committed fraud, none. Yet they're angry. Not at the claims, but that at their newsroom colleagues, the journalists who say that there's no credence to these allegations on the air to Fox viewers and in public. Many of those viewers don't want to hear it. So you had one Fox News reporter accurately fact-checking claims of fraud that appeared on Fox's air in a tweet. Tucker Carlson privately called for her to be fired, and she pulled the tweet down.
Oh, wow.
In another instance, Fox's CEO privately denounced a top Washington editor for Fox for failing to protect the station's brand.
So how is Fox responding to all of this? What is it saying?
They're saying a few big things. They're saying Dominion's trying to punish it for covering the news for allegations put forth by the then sitting president. They say Dominion is cherry picking these messages. They say it's trying to chill speech so that people don't cover things they don't want it covered. And they say Dominion didn't really suffer the harm it claims and certainly doesn't deserve $1.6 billion it's seeking in the suit.
Very briefly, David, what happens next?
So there's a trial set for April, and generally defamation cases are hard to win. This is an unusually evidence-rich record that Dominion's been presenting in these filings. So as a result, a number of media lawyers I've talked to really do expect a settlement. That's if Dominion is willing to take the money, and if, and this is a real question, they can wrangle some kind of apology out of Fox News, which the network has so far been unwilling to give.
NPR's David Folkenflik, thank you as always for your reporting.
You bet.